Councilmember Peter Vallone of Queens says the $95 million cut to the NYPD budget will be felt by residents in terms of reduced police presence.
They've allowed the force to go from 41,000 to about 36,000, and they're now going to allow that to continue to drop by not hiring the amount of officers necessary to replace the ones that retire.
Mayor Bloomberg says he doesn't anticipate layoffs. Councilmember Robert Jackson, who chairs the Education Committee, says the city should look for other options, like imposing a temporary hotel tax rather than cut school budgets.
We fought so hard to make sure that money was put back in the classroom, and the proposed cuts are going to be devastating on our school system.
City managers have until October 8th to get back to the mayor with specifics on their spending cuts. For WNYC, I'm Bob Henley.